Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com for your email question or comment on the show for Dr. Mike Roizen weekly. Before the end of the hour, it's a Real Age Tip. If you've crafted a Real Age Tip of the Week, Dr. Mike.
Well, I was going to do one on one of the important things that is happening now, and that is the e-cigarettes and what to do about getting more information. So my tip relates to what people can do about e-cigarettes and getting more information. So we'll come back to that in the last minute and a half of the hour.
Got it. It's a $2 billion business, so it's a pretty big medical story. This is the average obese woman. How much do you figure she exercises a year? What's on average?
Well, this is really amazing. They actually put bracelets on people and track them for a long period of time, and as part of the CDC's Nehane study. And the amazing thing is they got less than an hour a year. It's almost impossible to get that little. By the way, obese men only got 3.5 hours. So it's really tiny, Joe.
What would exercise 1 hour a year? What could you possibly do to
1 hour a year?
What could you possibly
amazing,
do to exercise?
Right?
I know it.
Well, walking fast is an exercise. What? That's right. I mean, that's how small it is.
Oh my.
But remember, obese guys don't do much more.
No. That's incredible. You know, these
they counted that by raising your heart rate into a level that is a little bit higher than what it normally is at rest. That is, if you walked but didn't raise your heart rate above 100, it didn't count as exercise. So you had to raise your heart rate to 105. That's the amount that you get, Joe, when you walk at a reasonable pace. You get up to 105. So it's really doing very, very little exercise.
But it wouldn't
very little.
Wouldn't their heart rate get higher easier, you know, with like less activity, because it's so much harder for their body. They're working their body so much more.
Exactly. So that shows you how little. That's exactly right, Bridget, but that shows you how little they're really doing. I mean, it's like they are hardly getting off a couch or a chair. I mean, probably the most of the activity was in getting to the refrigerator.
Yeah. For that amount of time. Boy, that is beyond belief
to me. Or to the phone to order takeout, because
it's just unreal. Partners, buddies, are keys to getting and staying healthy, Dr. Mike. How so?
Well, they encourage you to stay healthy, and they give you a meaning in life. So this what this came out of was a study of heart attack victims that is people who died after a heart attack or stroke. If you look at their partner, their married partner, they had a doubling of the risk of dying in the next 30 days. So if one partner, you often see this in a in a memorial. If you go to a cemetery, you'll see that there are an awful lot of people who die very close to one another. And it turns out it's about 30% of people will die quickly after their spouse dies, and it's a real doubling of the heart attack and stroke risk when your partner dies in the next 30 days. It's not just for that 6-month period, which is common, but it is really, there's an acceleration in that first 30 days. It's the real reason that in one of the recent shows, we had the author of the alphabet, a breast cancer alphabet, a great book. I encourage anyone to get it. It's a wonderful book, not just for breast cancer survivors or people who get breast cancer, but for anyone with a serious illness or cancer, because it talks about how to organize your friends and the kindnesses and accept kindnesses. So many of us will have friends who call and ask for things. Can they help when someone in your family is sick or dies? And the answer is yes. And what you've got to do is plan for it a little bit. Think about what you need done, whether it is meals delivered, etc. But don't refuse them. Accept them. It does the person who is giving you good, and it does you good. Just that contact with the outside world and understanding how much people want to help and care about each other is a key thing for getting motivation to live and to live well on.
All right. Room lighting and making decisions. What's the connection on that?
Oh, this is a wonderful story. You know, the company Delos Living has developed a WELL standard, much as there's a LEED standard for green buildings. Well, there's a standard for WELL because the change in lighting, the change in heat makes a difference. So you always know that crime dramas frequently depict detectives interrogating suspect criminals under bright lights to get the truth out of them. Well, it turns out that's true. Your human emotions, both positive and negative, are experienced more strongly, more intensely under bright lights. So this was a research conducted in Canada at the University of Toronto Scarborough and at Northwestern and in Illinois, and they looked at it in the Journal of Consumer Psychology. But it was a total of 6 studies looking at different lighting conditions that asked participants to rate several things, including the spiciness of chicken wing sauce, the aggressiveness of fictional characters, the feeling about certain words. And what you came out with is that under bright lights, all emotions were stronger. The chicken wing sauce tasted spicier, etc. So the participants drank more favorable juice and less unfavorable juice. So the point is, we perceive this as heat, and the perception of heat triggers emotions. That's how they think it works. So if you're selling emotionally expressive products such as engagement rings, have the store as brightly lit as possible. But that's because you will make decisions if you're the shopper in those situations where you express those emotions stronger, so you'll feel more like buying it.
With the exception of diners, why are most restaurants dimly lit, do you think?
Well, if you can't see the food, you can't see all the bugs that are infesting it, the dirt on the plates, etc. No, I don't know the answer to that, Joe. But it is that we the interesting thing is we wrote about this in the book You Being Beautiful. There's a series of studies on when people will order more food and when they'll order more expensive food. And the taste of food. So, and also whether the food looks better or not. And so I'll have to come back because I know I researched this in the past. I can't remember the results, but there is a result for why some places are brightly lit and some places are dimly lit.
No, I'd like to know that. Maybe you can recollect that when we go to the break here. Maybe get some information on that. Yet to come is another
relay. I can't get it that fast because I did that. I can't get it that fast, Joe. I'm going to have to read the chapter in the book again. Okay. But it's in You Being Beautiful.
For another time. Okay, coming up after the break, a relay tip. We'll get to the stethoscope cleanliness story. And what percentage of calories do you think in the U.S. food supply go uneaten? Interesting answer, and you'll hear that coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.